You know, it's great to be able to control your own destiny and, you know, get into the playoffs on your own merit.
You done much analyzing of schedules and combinations and games in hand and all that stuff? Do you do that?
Not really. I mean, just, you know, we're in a position where, like I said, we can just worry about ourselves. And I know our schedule and I know what we need to do. And I think actually our last game after that, there's 4 days left in the NHL. So we'll be doing a little sitting and waiting and watching. But hopefully by that time, we'll already clinch.
It's another chance to deliver a knockout punch to Carolina, maybe within a win? Or?
Well, yeah, I think it's obviously we know the situation. We're 6 points ahead of them, and they have 3 games in hand. So if you look at it, you know, from a safe standpoint, you're tied with them. And, you know, tomorrow night you can get ahead of them. So for us, that has to be our mindset going in.
I know you're a guy that pays attention to things like the trade deadline. What's the mood around the team leading into next Wednesday?
You know, I don't think... I think it's a lot better than it was maybe last year just because of the position we're in right now. And, you know, I think guys are feeling pretty comfortable with one another. And, you know, that'll be up to management to see what they do. And, you know, hockey's a business. And I think everybody in the room knows that.
You're seeing what Pittsburgh did. Do you expect a lot of activity here around the league, or is it tough to say?
You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you saw the couple big trades that Pittsburgh's made. And, you know, I guess Boston was in on that. But, I guess we'll see what happens. It should be. It's always interesting every year, and I'm sure guys will be tuning in.